Othello by William Shakespeare. Narration, Katie Haig. 400 years ago, there lived in Venice an ensign named Iago, who hated his general, Othello, for not making him a lieutenant. Instead of Iago, who was strongly recommended, Othello had chosen Michael Cassio, whose smooth tongue had helped him to win the heart of Desdemona. Iago had a friend called Roderigo, who supplied him with money and felt he could not be happy unless Desdemona was his wife. Othello was a Moor, but of so dark a complexion that his enemies called him a blackamoor. His life had been hard and exciting. He had been vanquished in battle and sold into slavery, and he had been a great traveller and seen men whose shoulders were higher than their heads. Brave as a lion, he had one great fault, jealousy. His love was a terrible selfishness. To love a woman meant with him to possess her as absolutely as he possessed something that did not live and think. The story of Othello is a story of jealousy. One night, Iago told Roderigo that Othello had carried off Desdemona without the knowledge of her father, Brabantio. He persuaded Roderigo to arouse Brabantio, and when that senator appeared, Iago told him of Desdemona's elopement in the most unpleasant way. Though he was Othello's officer, he termed him a thief and a Barbary horse. Brabantio accused Othello before the Duke of Venice of using sorcery to fascinate his daughter, but Othello said that the only sorcery he used was his voice, which told Desdemona his adventures and hairbreadth escapes. Desdemona was led into the council chamber, and she explained how she could love Othello despite his almost black face by saying, "I saw Othello's visage in his mind." As Othello had married Desdemona, and she was glad to be his wife, there was no more to be said against him, especially as the Duke wished him to go to Cyprus to defend it against the Turks. Othello was quite ready to go, and Desdemona, who pleaded to go with him, was permitted to join him in Cyprus. Othello's feelings on landing in this island were intensely joyful. "Oh, my sweet," he said to Desdemona.